KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000.
And at 7:07, we have light rain here in Atlantic, and it's currently 64 degrees. We look for showers and thunderstorms ending this morning, becoming partly cloudy today with a high of 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A reminder that the National Weather Service in Omaha has issued a urban and small stream flood advisory for far western Iowa, including southwestern Harrison County and northwestern Mills County, along with western Pottawatomie County. That is in effect until 7:45. Doppler radar had earlier indicated heavy rain due to thunderstorms passing through, and those heavy rains will cause urban and small stream flooding. Up to 2 inches of rain had fallen as of the last report, which was earlier this morning at the Weather Service. The storms have been producing rainfall rates as high as 2 to 3 inches per hour. Here in Atlantic, we picked up 2.1 inches of rainfall overnight with the showers and thunderstorms. The Atlantic Police Department reports officers will be working with Cass County Sheriff's deputies this Thursday, September 2nd, for a special traffic enforcement project. The project will be taking place both within the city of Atlantic and on county roads. Residents can expect heightened traffic enforcement on this date throughout the county. The Atlantic City Council is expected to act Wednesday evening on a request by Produce in the Park organizers to extend the closure of 6th Street from Chestnut to Poplar through October 14th. Their meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. in the council's chambers at City Hall, and if the request is approved, the street will be closed for Produce in the Park, held on Thursdays at the downtown City Park. On May the 5th, the council approved closing 6th Street from June through September 30th. The council will also act on a resolution granting 60365 Glacier Road permission to connect to the city's sanitary sewer system. City Administrator John Lund says a new business, that would be NextLink Internet out of Texas, has signed a lease for the building on the city's northwest side that they say will create 10 to 12 jobs, and they are requesting the sanitary sewer hookup. City code requires the property outside the city limits must receive permission by the city council to connect to the sanitary sewer system. The city's personnel and finance committee met Monday evening to review and act upon a recommendation to the city council with regard to the request. Upon receiving the recommendation for approval, the council may deny the request, approve the request with conditions, or grant it unconditionally. In other business, the City Council Wednesday evening will act on an order to approve a change order pertaining to the downtown revitalization project. The project initially started as a facade improvement for participating downtown businesses, but was expanded to include projects to improve the safety and historically significant architecture of some of the buildings, both inside and out. This most recent change order amounts to $5,065 and brings the total contract to $516,280. The request is with regard to the following improvements: at 511 Chestnut Street, interior masonry reappointing for $1,980. At 403 Chestnut, to provide sealant and repairs and provide additional repairs amounting to $907 and $1,628 respectively. And at 421 Chestnut, repairs to the ceiling at interior storm for $550. John Lund says the fiscal year 2021 budget approved by the council on March 18, 2020, had construction for the project at $713,519 altogether, with professional services included, though the city was expecting the total project cost to be $902,519. But because several participants dropped out of the program at the onset, the costs fell dramatically. Lund said the change order costs are not shouldered by the city alone. For every additional dollar of cost the property owner commits to the project, the city matches that with a dollar and the feds will match it with $2. The final order of business Wednesday evening is the appointment of an at-large city councilperson, Grace Garrett, to the beautification committee, which has been dormant since the addition of banners and street signs they had requested were implemented a few years ago. John Lund says there remain many recommendations on the original report, with new ideas and opportunities possible. He said by July 2022, the city will have committed an additional $45,000 towards ongoing improvements to the community. Elsewhere in the news, the Adair County Sheriff's Department reports several arrests from the past week. At around 1 a.m. Saturday, 59-year-old Joel Bolton Miller of Kent was arrested for OWI first offense following a traffic stop for speeding on Highway 25. Miller was cited and later released. Friday afternoon, an Iowa State Patrol trooper initiated a traffic stop on I-80 in Adair County, which resulted in the arrest of 42-year-old Jason Michael Aloy of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Aloy was pulled over after a witness said that he was passing on the median side of the shoulder of I-80 and then struck a semi-tractor trailer that was in the left lane, causing it to make contact with another tractor trailer in the right lane. Aloy's Chrysler van became disabled in the median. When officers arrived at the scene, they found Aloy was in possession of small containers of a green leafy substance believed to be marijuana. They also found pipes with the same substance. Aloy was transported to the Adair County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, reckless driving, overtaking, and passing. He was released the following night on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. Late Thursday night, 27-year-old Dalton Clifford Duffield of Orient was arrested following a traffic stop for speeding in Adair County. While he was being detained, he managed to break off a partition in the deputy's vehicle. Duffield was charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree, and while at the Adair County Jail, he allegedly ripped a wooden plank off the bench in his cell. Duffield was subsequently charged with criminal mischief in the fourth degree. He was released the following afternoon on $300 cash bond. And at around 9:50 p.m. Thursday, 27-year-old Andrew Palmer of Creston was arrested in the 3300 block of Henry A. Wallace Road in Adair County for driving while license denied or revoked for OWI test refusal. He was cited and released from the scene. Palmer was also issued written warnings for speeding and no proof of insurance. You can read the rest of those who have been arrested in Adair County over the past week in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.